California, because I'm in Colorado and it's like a blizzard outside right now.
Already?
But yes, it's snowing. But I've got two
in Colorado.
I'm sorry?
We're in Colorado.
Littleton.
Okay. My brother lives there in the Vail area. So,
oh, okay.
He must be excited with the snow.
Oh, yeah, they love it there because they get to go ski.
Yeah.
Right.
we just have to shuffle it and drive in it.
Yeah. So tell us about the child that brought you to us, their children.
I've got 2 9-year-olds, and they both have ADHD. Mm-hmm. I have it. A lot of it's the executive functioning challenges for one of my kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been
cool.
enjoying these. They're very helpful.
Good. Are your 9-year-old twins?
Yeah.
Okay. You never know.
Boy, girl.
Boy, girl. Okay, cool. Oh, interesting. That's going to be fun. So fabulous. So usually what Elaine, Diane, and I all run our calls just a tad bit differently, but essentially the same. But I like to celebrate at the beginning of every call when we check in, just because, you know, we have to find our celebrations where we can find them. And I'm a firm believer that the more we look for and identify the good and the things that we're grateful for in our lives, the easier it is to stay in a place of positivity and parent effectively. So let's go ahead and celebrate real quick if you want to. And Darnell, you can go again. I don't know that we officially celebrated, but if you want to share something, that would be fabulous. Or Melissa, if you're ready, jump in.
Did you want me to start? Okay. Did you want me to go?
Sure. Just whoever. Whoever wants to go first can go.
I'm going to celebrate. The last call that we did, one of my goals was to focus on doing dinner every night. So I'm going to celebrate that. I did it.
Oh, my gosh. You made dinner every night?
We're thrilled. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
My kids asked me to. We were talking about our different challenges and goals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son tells me, Mom, I think yours needs to be to do dinner at night. And so they set their goals, so I had to do mine, too, and it turned out really great.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's phenomenal. That never happens in my house, so I'm completely blown away by that, seriously. Good for you. How do you feel about it?
I feel good now that we did it. I got the kids involved with it, and I think it helped that they were wanting it. And so, you know, one would help me with the meal planning, and one of them would help cook one night or do things. So when I involved them, it made it a good experience.
Very cool.
So I just have to find a way to make it a habit, not maybe every night, but, you know, 4 or 5 nights would be awesome.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question. Like, what's the expectation then going forward? That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Awesome. Very, very cool. All right, Darnell, what are we celebrating?
The transition to middle school is finally going well.
Yay!
Oh, more specific on that is every Monday has been kind of a pain for him, except this morning kind of worked out pretty good. So we've been trying to make sure the weekends are too late, even though that's the opposite of what he wants. So try to keep him rested.
Isn't that incredible, though? What a difference, like when things go well or not badly in the morning. It just sets the whole tone, right? And that doesn't mean that you can't reset if things go poorly in the morning, but it's just such a nice feeling after so many years to have mornings go better. Very cool. Awesome. And I have to do a mommy celebration, too, because my 13-year-old has autism and ADHD, and he's in eighth grade, and he was in an improv play in his school, and it was just really awesome to see, you know, a kid who's very rigid in terms of structure and expectations and scheduling be able to do improv. It's not something that I thought he would ever be able to do or even get the humor of, and he did a fabulous job, so it was really fun to celebrate that, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, so now let's go ahead and take aim. Taking aim is such an interesting thing to do, and you don't have to take aim on something really big. You don't have to take aim on something really micro unless you need to. But you know, generally, it's kind of whatever comes to mind. You know, and I'm pretty flexible on this piece. Elaine and Diane, again, we all do it just a little bit differently. But whatever is kind of bugging you the most or top of mind is going to be probably the best thing for you to take aim on. And as you guys know, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the topic for today. The topic for today just happens to be collecting information in the six areas of executive function. So there's a whole lot of like teaching stuff in today's topic. So truly, no matter what you take aim on, it will probably link back to today's topic. So don't feel constrained in any way. But think about it for a minute or 30 seconds, and if you know already what you want to take aim on, just jump in. And if not, I can call somebody out in 30 seconds. A lot of times we take aim on a change we want to see. David, you ready?
Yeah, we've been discussing.
Okay.
Now you can choose something different, right? Catherine, you don't have to choose the same thing he does, but you can also choose the same thing, whichever is easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
is the most important.
The thing that we think we want him to do, or I want him to do, it's not really the change, it's the precursor to continuing to keep his grades up, is making sure all of his assignments actually make it in his binder reminder. Because I don't think that's really happening, and he's sort of skating by in a couple of ways. So I think what I want to make sure we do is pretty much daily remind him to do this. So that was one thing we took aim on last call is make sure his binder reminder is current on a daily basis, and we didn't really keep up with that. I mean, it sort of helped that his grade just kind of picked it right up when he turned those assignments in. But
his math teacher is his RSP teacher, so that helps. And she makes sure that his math assignments are in his binder.
Okay.
About it. So far, they're showing up. So
yeah.
We got to get his muscle memory working on that.
He has put in some science assignments.
All right, good.
But beyond that, not so much.
Okay. And so this is something that has to have, the point of intervention is typically at school then, right? All these things need to happen at school, or can he look them up when he gets home?
Well, he ought to do it at school,
yeah.
But we can help him by cross-referencing what the school's portal shows and go, hey, what about this? And, you know, if he says, well, they need to put on the whiteboard for me, because that's what he sees copying down.
Yeah.
You know, assignments off the whiteboard. So, science doesn't do that, apparently.
Okay.
So, got to work that out.
Yeah.
Or take it.
Yeah.
Cool. Melissa, what do you want to take aim on?
I guess my take aim yet isn't quite so specific with my kids. It's more with like our household, like the tone of the home, I guess, with our daily routine. And so I don't know exactly what part of it I should focus on, but I'm thinking maybe it needs to still be something to do with our dinner time.
Okay.
Like with the meal planning and dinners.
Is it organization?
That's
attitude
a good point.
Around dinner?
If we have it's just routines. If we get into a routine, then that's I feel like it's less mental bandwidth I have to spend on the same thing every week. But if I have a routine, then it frees that up a little bit. So with dinners, I think it would be possible if we made it into a habit.
Okay.
And so, I guess if I break it down, I'd have to still focus on meal planning or doing some of the planning prior so that it does happen.
I mean, yes, but it could also be, I think there's a lot of ways you can go with that, to be honest with you. What is
I
the
would
goal?
Love
what
any...
is the goal of? Yeah, yeah. Now tell me, I just want to make sure I'm understanding kind of what the goal is. Is the goal for everybody to have dinner together? Is the goal for it to be family time? Is the goal for it to be just a meal at home so you don't eat out? What's the overarching goal?
It's more family time.
Okay.
It's more family time. It's just being able to sit around a table and eat and just be together as a family.
Okay. Got it. And so just and every family is a little bit different. I just want to check in. Like for us, we've, you know, I have 5 kids and they range in age from 3 to almost 19. And so is impossible for us all to I shoot for once a week, and if that works out, that works out.
Nice.
But that's like, you know, every family is different. And so
the same age, where we have 2 the same age, it's really not that difficult to find the time to do it with.
But it could be anywhere, right? I mean, if you guys went out to dinner once a week, or if you went to wherever once a week, or if you had pizza once a week, whatever, the goal is for the family to be together and connect.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I'm capturing that. Awesome. All right. We'll come back to that then, too. So these, I mean, like I said, these are all things that are really easy to fit, not easy to fit in, but they just, everything dovetails into executive function, right? Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole cohort of people who would argue or would prefer that ADHD actually be called executive function disorder, because it really is impacting, you know, every area of our kids' lives or our life. And if we look at the breakdown in the categories, I mean, it's you can see it. If you have a deficiency or if you're delayed in any one of these areas, so many other things spring from executive function, not perfection, but management, that if there's an area where you're behind, it impacts all the future building blocks, right? Now, that's not to say that our kids don't catch up, because they do, but this is where the whole collecting information piece comes in. We talk about being a detective and kind of getting behind the need behind the need. What else is going on? What are we missing? What information do we need that we may not already have? You know, in terms of dinner, I mean, it sounds like you've already done a lot of thinking ahead and planning, and particularly for the past week, you know, sitting down with the kids and involving them as well, which is awesome. But I love that the overarching goal is time together, right? And so when it comes down to the kind of the collecting information and involving the kids and the areas of executive function with the parents' ADHD, because I'm an adult with ADHD as well, that's always the sticking point, right? Being able to
and then to stick with
it ourselves, right? Right. And you know, adults, it depends. I'm sure you're familiar with the ways that ADHD manifests in your own life. But you know, there can be times where it works really well for a while, and then you just don't want to do it anymore. Way to do it or keep it exciting for you, you too, right? Cool. And then in terms of, you know, I mean, obviously with homework management and assignments and keeping things up to date, there's several pieces to that. You know, how do you get the information? Where is it located? Where is kind of the point of breakdown? There's a lot of gathering of evidence, if you will, and detective work that needs to be done around that. And I know that you guys know a lot of this information already. But we have to start kind of small, right? Because if we try to throw a system or a structure out before we know exactly where the breakdown is or really what's behind the challenge, it's going to be the wrong system or structure. And then it's going to fail, and we're going to be frustrated, and our kids are going to be frustrated, and so we have to start over again. and that's okay. I mean, there's certainly going to be things where we've done all the things you know, in the parenting action model exactly the way we're supposed to, and we think we have all the information, and we really couldn't have been any more thorough. And some things may just not work out because they just aren't going to work out. But more often than not, you know, the more research and collecting of information that we can do ahead of time, the more likely we are to be successful in the long term. So we're on page 20 in the workbook, and I love the graph that's on page 22 with sort of the bright colors and the different the breakdown of executive function. And I mean, it's very visual and easy to see from this all the areas in which ADHD and executive function impact our lives and our kids' lives. And so if you were to look at the chart and look at sort of the list breakdown too, what would you say is the primary area of executive functioning challenges or challenge that impacts either you or your child?
If you can give me just a minute, I've got to find my that.
Of course.
That page
and if you don't have it handy, that's fine too. Don't worry about it. You don't have to have it right in front of you. I can read it to you.
I do. It's on my computer, so I can just, I'm pulling it up, yeah.
Okay. That works too. And so the six areas that jump out typically are,
there we go.
It's called task management or activation, mm-hmm. you know, planning, organizing, getting started, you know, knowing how long this is going to take to get it done. You know, a lot of times over underestimate how long it's going to take to do something.
That's my challenge. That is my challenge, is knowing how long things will take. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, good. Perfect. The other one is there's action management, and that's that hyperactive impulse control piece where it's just, you know, we go. Sometimes we blurt things out. I don't want to do this, but I'm not going to, or I really want to do this, and so I'm going to do it regardless. Memory is the next one. It's, you know, working memory and recall. And, you know, our kids and even as adults, we only have a specified amount of kind of cognitive counter space, right? You think about how much space you need to retain a phone number or retain a series of events or a sequence. We don't always have it, and depending on the age of your child and the area in which they may or may not be developmentally delayed, we have to decrease the demand on working memory because they just can't retain it yet. There's just no way for them to capture it and hold on to it. The next piece is, focus or attention management. That's, you know, staying on task, and then also transitioning to the next piece, right? I'm sure you guys have had experiences where your kids are hyper-focused, usually on video games and or electronics, or it could be something else, you know, and they get really upset or melt down when they have to go and do something else because they were really into what they were doing. And then emotion and action management have a lot of similarities, I think, just because the outbursts and the intense emotions. And a lot of times our kids get labeled as oppositional defiant disorder. And some of them really, really are, but some are just so frustrated and so challenged in terms of shifting. And when you layer in that lack of ability to kind of control our impulses or outbursts, then it really does look like oppositional defiant disorder. The way that you'll know that it's not is that it'll get better over time, as they get more skills and more abilities and more tools kind of in the toolbox to manage their impulses and the risk-seeking behavior. Effort management is energy, you know, maintaining energy and alertness. And we know that like 95% of people and kids with ADHD have challenges with sleep. They crash in the afternoons. You know, it's really hard to maintain focus all day at school and then come home and have to maintain focus at home too, which is why many of our kids melt down the moment they get home or sleep. I know my teenager comes home and just, you know, sleeps for like an hour and a half until she can get up and kind of reboot, and she absolutely needs that time. So these are all the primary areas of executive function challenges. Darnell, what are you thinking? What gets in the way of your son keeping his binder up to date?
Well, we have action, focus, and emotion.
The winners in terms of quantity would be under emotion, just because it's triggered and outbursts and just the no filter, you know, lashing out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So when you ask him about, is his binder up to date or did he remember to get everything written down, then it just goes directly to outburst.
Well, we're going to try that. We'll see how that goes, that particular one goes. But sometimes it's outburst. It just depends on the situation and his energy level. And, you know, he's on meds that he's supposed to have at noon, and then those taper off. So when he gets home, he's usually more, you know, I don't know, on edge, grumpy, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I know you guys know this part already too, but, you know, that whole activating the brain piece, right? That if we can figure out the need behind the need, if his meds are wearing off and he's hungry and he's cranky and tired when he gets home from school, probably the first thing to do is to help stuff the hungry, angry, lonely, and tired before you try to move on to something else.
Hangry. That's a new word I learned the other day.
Hangry. Yep. I like hangry.
That's possible.
Yeah.
You what? Sorry, he cut out.
We're trying to snack him as much as possible.
When he gets home from school.
Snack him?
Yeah.
Let me snack you? I like that as a verb. Awesome.
Not violent.
No, I heard the N as opposed to the M. Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. What gets in the way for you? Melissa, I know you said that it's, you know, the executive function piece for sure. Is it the memory? Is it the sitting down and getting it done? Is it the creating a routine or something else?
It's the creating routine, and then it's also knowing, like prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a list of things, well, which one goes first? I don't know. So then that sometimes gets overwhelming. My son and I are very similar in that way. And so in helping him, I'm at the point where I feel like I've got to get that in order for myself too, in order to help him. Him and I are both that way, with knowing how to prioritize and then just knowing how long a task is going to take. You know, being realistic about how long it's going to take. And that's challenging.
So in
creating routines, you know, that takes some time.
Yeah. So as an adult with ADHD, you've probably figured out or you probably kind of looked back or reflected at some point and saw or identified situations or ways in which you put coping mechanisms in place, probably without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that you've done in the past that have been helpful in terms of time management and organization?
Not a whole lot, actually. I'm more newly diagnosed with ADHD. And so, medication has helped me tremendously to be able to attend and to focus. And so, for the past year, I feel like I've been learning the skills that I've either not dealt with or coped in other ways. You know, whether it be relying on my husband for things, but now I'm at the point where I'm ready to learn the skills. And so I look back and I think I've never really been a routine person. I've never had a routine. But now that my kids are in an age where they're in school and activities, I'm seeing the impact of that. We've got to have routines so that we're not missing things or that we're not late for things.
Right.
And, and so looking back, I wouldn't say I had a whole lot of coping things that were helpful, that were helpful, or things I'd want to continue.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm just getting started, I feel like, in establishing some good ones.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And several things are coming up for me as you're talking, and I'm trying to make sure one of the jobs of the coach is to kind of keep ourselves out of of the process. But as you were talking, there was something that kind of tugged at me, and I just want to make sure I throw this out here. So I may, this may not technically be in my coaching role, but just even knowing you the short time, I'm quite sure that you've developed some coping mechanisms. They may not be the ones that you want to continue to use for the rest of your life, but they are without a doubt ones that helped you to get to this point. And not being diagnosed with ADHD and having to manage all these things without that self-knowledge is really hard. And so the fact that you have come as far as you have is a testament to the level of intelligence that you have and your ability to figure out creative and different ways to be organized in the moment, right? So I want to make sure that you're not cutting yourself down in any way for not having things in place prior. And then I also want to applaud you for getting diagnosed and for taking the time to do some research on how it manifests in your life and the areas that that you can see where you can develop some different skills that are going to help you to be successful. Because not all adults with ADHD are willing to try different things. And I'm so glad that medication has been helpful to you, because it's not always for adults when they get diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So many good things are happening there. So I just want to applaud you and make sure that you hear that you're doing an amazing job. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's a study that I'll share in the Facebook forum about treating the adult with ADHD. And if you treat the adult with ADHD, the ADHD family or the parent with ADHD, the entire family gets better, regardless of whether or not you're parenting style or techniques change in terms of how you parent your child. They typically do, but just managing your own stuff is hugely helpful in terms of helping the whole family function more effectively. So kudos to you on that one.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so if we were to look at the collecting information piece, just because I feel like there's a ton, like I said, of information in this section, and I don't want to reread information to you that you can read for yourselves, but it's easy to miss things, right? Or easy to think we know what the answer is and not really know what the answer is until we dig down a little bit deeper. And so, Darnell, I'm just going to ask, I mean, it sounds like you've got a pretty good idea of what's going on and where the breakdown in communication is, but is there anything else in there that might be going on that we haven't touched on, or maybe an area to kind of do some detective work?
I would say procrastination somewhat, because there are certain things he has to do around the house, like taking out trash and making sure the cat boxes are taken care of and things are picked up around the house, and he waits until the last moment to do that, and you know, he would be a lot faster if he you know, stopped the iPad or
it's basically cleaning out cat boxes while having YouTube on the iPad, walking around doing it.
Not working.
Well, it does work.
It takes him twice as long.
Well, but that's I will take exception with this. This is a mechanism that's fine. But so far, the only motivation he'll have to do all of this is because he has to do it, or there's some activity that he's not going to get to do. And so he waits until, like, you know, I got to hurry up and do it, and then he starts.
Right.
So, which is, you know, fine. He's making a game out of it, and I've come to accept that it works, and it's not the way I would do it, but he gets it done.
I love that. That's the key piece, right? I mean, it gets done. Does it really matter what the motivation is at this point, right? The fact that he's doing it, albeit running the risk of stepping in the litter box while holding on to the iPad as he watches the videos. But it is. It's getting done, right?
Yeah. I give him a couple more years to do it without the, I don't know, forcing or the gun to the head you don't get to do X if you don't get this done. Maybe a year or less, but not optimistic on that.
Can I push you on that just for a second?
Yeah.
What would you like his motivation to be?
Well, so we don't ask him to do a lot of things, but so he's got to feed the animals, and they're mostly animals he's collected.
Well, we have a new dog.
Yeah.
So you guys have heard that.
So basically he has things around the house to do, and he'll do all the ones in the morning because he knows through repetition for like a year that he has to do them all before he can have the iPad while eating breakfast. So he basically hops out of bed, gets dressed, feeds the dog, feeds the cat outside, feeds the fish, and then, you know, he's pretty much ready to go with that. So, but I mean, I just sort of like him to want to help.
To
want to earn allowance, as opposed to maybe if I say, you know, you're not getting your allowance unless you do this without being forced.
How would you know?
How would you know?
Yeah, I mean, how would you know that if he was doing it because it was the right thing to do, or because he really wanted to help out and that's what family members do in a functional family where there are, you know, chores and things that need to get done.
Well, those would be the two good choices. The third is I only do it if I don't get to do something fun that I want to do that I can see in the next 10 minutes. So I'm going to stop or you know, do it, and then I get to gain that. He's not seeing ahead, like, more than an hour or two.
But that's the piece, right? I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. He can't see ahead more than an hour. So knowing that, does it in any way change, I don't know, let's go this way. 3 years ago, if you can think back that far, would you have ever thought that he would be able to do all these things in the morning before getting out the door in time for school?
On his own, not so much.
And
even with the motivations and, like, reward systems you had in place back then, I'm just guessing here, but I'm guessing that maybe it was still pretty challenging and a lot more labor-intensive for you guys than
I don't know if it was he didn't know what was expected or he was just pushing back on, I don't want to do these things because that's a good perception. Maybe it's just so many different things, which there weren't that many. You know, be dressed.
Breakfast.
I guess I'm just wondering if he's already come a long way, and it's easy sometimes, I think, to miss what a big deal that is in the midst of all the other stuff.
I think so. But, yeah, it's hard to go back and remember how he was.
There's constant struggles to do stuff. And he doesn't like to be reminded to do things. But you tell him, and, like, 10 minutes later, he hasn't done anything. It's like, tell him again. It's like, well, you don't like being reminded. So how do you heard me? Maybe take some action.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you guys are awesome about having conversations with him and including him in all kind of the decision about what, you know, what the system or the structure is going to be and you know, what his ideas are, right? And what his thoughts are in terms of being reminded. Is it time to revisit that, do you think? Or you probably have had that conversation recently with the start of middle school.
We're about to have that again. It sort of came up today.
Fair enough. Okay. Melissa, I'm wondering, what would good look like? Or what would success look like in terms of meal organization and planning around dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone cut out during your question. What
oh,
did
I'm
you
sorry.
Say?
No, I was just asking what success would look like. Like how, obviously this past week, it was pretty clear cut, right? You were going to make dinner every night for the entire week, and
yeah.
you did. But going mm-hmm. forward, what would success look like, or, you know, what would good look like? What do you want to have in place so that you feel like you're achieving what you are setting out to do?
Okay, I think for me, having a routine. So I know, okay, Monday morning I am going to do my meal planning.
Uh-huh.
If I just have a set time to do something, that helps me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And if I have the meal planning done, and then I also have set it up so I can just get my groceries delivered. And so if I'm
awesome.
Able just to sit down one morning and do it and then just, you know, do that online, then I, as long as I have the supplies, I know I'll do it. So
cool.
for me, it's having
great.
The routine of the planning.
Okay.
So I guess success would look like I'd have a specific day I would designate to do it.
Okay. Is it easier for you to work when the kids are home on the weekends, or is it easier? Okay.
No, it's easier when they're not here.
Okay.
Because then I'm not interrupted.
And so, yes. No, I totally get that. And so there's a couple ways to go about this, right? I mean, you can do it from a trial and error perspective. You can say, okay, every Monday after my PSS call or before my PSS call. That'd
mm-hmm.
be every other week, so you'd have to figure out the time. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to figure out what we're going to make, and I'm going to put in my grocery list, and that's it. And do you use a calendar?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. And if you were to put it on the calendar, is that something that would you actually do it? I guess sometimes I put things on the calendar and then I just ignore them when they pop up. And so everyone's ADHD is different. But I know that you, I mean, this is an important goal. And so if you were to put it on the calendar
becomes,
now, what are the odds?
If it becomes a habit, then I'll do it. It's kind of like laundry was a big, huge ordeal for me. I've never been good at laundry, but I just focused 1 month on just doing one load a day. And now the minute
yeah.
I get up in the morning, I throw it in and I don't even think about it anymore. But and I don't have a problem with it anymore.
Perfect.
And I feel like if I can do the same thing with the meal planning, even if that's my only focus for a month, as long as it becomes a habit, then I don't have to think about it anymore.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So are you willing to kind of walk through some specifics right now, or do you want to do that part on your own?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I would love that.
So how do you want to make it a habit?
So I would choose a specific day, I think.
So what day would you like to choose?
Well, I did it this morning, actually.
Oh, perfect.
So and it worked out really good on a Monday morning. From even I did it at 8:30 and it took me an hour.
Awesome. Very awesome. Cool. And so next week, do you want to put it on the calendar for now or for Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And just to play devil's advocate for a minute, what are some things that might get in the way of you doing that? Not of putting it on the calendar, but of when the calendar reminder goes off, what might get in the way of you sitting down and doing it?
If I slept in.
Okay.
So oftentimes if I'm overwhelmed, if I have too much on the to-do list,
mm-hmm.
which is a reality, right? So I guess that's a challenge too, is the prioritizing part. But I guess also remembering what my main goal is for that month helps.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
So I can.
So for October, priority one on Monday, just on Monday.
Yeah, right.
For the next 4 weeks is meal planning. That's the first thing you
yeah.
get done.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. And then sometimes it helps to kind of role play it a little bit. And I apologize if you find this.
It's funny to say it out loud. It's funny to think this is such a challenge, but it is.
No, I tell, I'm right there with you. So I mean, we've tried various systems and structures over the years, and we finally have. I mean, I'll just share real quickly. There's a woman in our parish who cooks meals for a doctor and her family, and she cooks extra meals for us too, and I pay her in $3.90.
Oh, nice.
A cooked meal that she brings over on Monday, and I just heat them up, and we're good to go. And then the teenagers each have a night, and then I plan on going out two nights.
Great.
For bringing food in two nights. But it's taken a long time to get to the realization that I'm, even if this is just me, this is not my area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my area of strength, and I'm okay with that, and my husband's okay with it. And that's the method that works best for all of us. But it is. It's challenging, and it's important, right? Because, gosh darn it, those kids have to be fed every day, and
yeah.
We have to figure out a way to make sure that happens.
One thing that was challenging was picking the recipes. And so I had gone through – this is an ongoing challenge. So what I did is I went through and just picked out I have different – like five different categories or themes, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked out 5 to 10 recipes that are our favorite in each category. And
nice.
I just even printed them on cardstock and stuck them like in a file tab so I could just see it really easily. And so I just go through whatever the theme is that night, and I just pull one out, and then I just stick it right into the recipe theme. So that part was a huge challenge, but this has helped me a lot because then I'm not so overwhelmed with the choices.
Yeah. And there, I'm sure you know this, and we don't need to get down to specifics, but there's all kinds of services that will, give you, meal planning menus each week.
And I've tried
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think I do better with what's familiar, though.
Yeah, I know that makes sense.
If it's familiar and I know how to cook it and I know how much time it's going to take, it's easier.
Awesome.
And
so
they're fun. I like the new recipes once in a while, but I think.
I'm totally with you.
I know. Well, I know
nothing worse than spending time making something new and no one likes it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. I'm wondering if printing the menu out and, putting on the refrigerator for the week or something might help with keeping with accountability or just the visual.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the head. Okay, cool.
Oh, that's just for the
so
week.
If something comes up on Monday, a kid is sick or has a doctor's appointment or something is happening during your normal scheduled recipe
mm-hmm.
planning time, how are you going to handle that?
That probably is the biggest challenge for me because if I don't get it done, then I think normally what I would do is just not do anything. I would just wait till next week.
Okay.
But I think I need to have a better plan in place for that. And maybe it's I just move it to Tuesday morning.
Maybe. But I think you're absolutely correct in that we need to make it a habit first, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always the chance that something may come up to kind of sideline us or make the day go a different direction than we originally planned. But the more sort of habitual the planning period is, I think the more likely you're going to be to get it done after
mm-hmm.
whatever gets in the way.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Yeah. That feels good. It feels more detailed and focused than just, I'm in a meal plan. So that's been really helpful.
Okay.
And I like what you said about that. It's the first thing you get done on Monday.
First thing for Monday. That's your number one priority.
Mm-hmm. Meal plan Monday.
Mm. Yay! Even better. then the flip side of this is, if for whatever reason this plan doesn't work, it's okay. It's just information mm-hmm. gathering. I don't want you to think or to turn it back into something bigger than it is or to feel
mm-hmm.
bad or like you failed or anything like that because you haven't. All we're doing is trying something that, based on everything we know and all the information that we have at hand, should work, may work, is likely to work, but it may not. And that's okay. That
mm-hmm.
just means that one didn't work. It doesn't mean that there's anything flawed with any piece of it, right?
Right.
All right, Darnell's, what are we going to do?
I like the meal plan Monday.
Yeah.
That's a leader that if I can get him to buy into making plans for the week, that would be awesome.
Let's say his idea is we have the pizza delivery pre-scheduled for every night of the week. I was done.
And the problem with that is what?
Can we still
expensive or?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I think we just need a reminder for him with regard to his assignments. Is maybe on our fridge we have a little whiteboard. Maybe we'll put a note for us to make sure we do that by before the evening.
Yeah.
Just check compare our printout of the portal versus what he's written down and just casually ask him about, well, what about this? And, oh, how come it's not there? To try to learn why he didn't do it as opposed to tell him he has to do it. Find out why he didn't or help him refer or ask somebody or do whatever he needs to do to.
And I have to find his mind every day. So I can see right away.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
the logical
idea. Yeah. Then we can go back and look at what needs to be done.
Yeah. What's holding the part that
what's getting
of,
in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Are the teachers pretty good about making sure that portal is updated, as far as you know?
They are really good.
We'll see, but sometimes peers late in the day.
Yeah.
That, like, it was due earlier.
I mean, not the
day.
Science teacher, right, but everybody else.
He's not that organized, so.
Right.
All math, like arts, and social studies is pretty good. Although the PE teacher is really good because all they require is that they dress out and participate.
Yeah.
So
that one's easy.
Yeah.
He's pretty athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And,
that's awesome.
He's in
that's
band. Beginning band, playing the trumpet. So he really has no home for that. So,
gotcha. But that's great. He's got a lot of great extracurriculars and good. There's so many things that are, I mean, there's so many things that are awesome about all of our kids, right? But, and everyone's challenge is different. You know, I would love for my kid to get out of the house and be active and have that be one of the things he enjoys. And, so there's always something, there's always a good thing, to find in the midst of everything that's going on. That's awesome. Cool. All right, let's do a quick checkout. I feel kind of like we've done it already, but I'll throw the questions out there, and then if there's something that comes up that we haven't addressed or that you want to layer in, just jump in. The questions that we ask at the end of each one are, you know, what did I focus on or pay most attention to today? What's my clarity or my aha or my takeaway from today? What's a realistic action step for me to take? And how can I set myself up for success with this action? And Melissa, I kind of feel like we covered all those, but
I do too. Yeah, I do too.
Good, awesome, very good. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Darnell, what about you?
I think we're
good.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to say, we go. What is going on? What is holding him back?
That's
I like that.
It's in the PDF. So W I G O.
Yeah. Is it? Where is it? I missed that part. There it is, right at the beginning. How about that? So we've got WeGo and Meal Planning Monday.
Hey.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for participating. Thanks for being here today.
Thank
and,
you.
We'll talk in a couple of weeks. Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. The moderator has left the conference.